and literature make our lives better. In fact, the great ones have the power to change the world. This week, let's give some love to K-films and K-literature. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Monday. It's January 24th, and that was Hween. We've been showing a lot of love to that track. Omyohae, make me happy. So this week, we have actually quite a bit of exciting news to share with you guys from the world of Korean literature. I just feel intelligent even saying that word, literature. Literature and Korean films. So we thought we would dedicate the next few days to actually talk about them. For example, very, very famous, well-known director, filmmaker Hong Sang-soo. The 72nd Berlin International Film Festival lineup recently listed his 27th feature, The Novelist's Film, as one of the 18 movies that will vie the festival. And this festival is set to take place in fact, just next month, February of this year. Berlin International Film Festival, definitely one of the big ones, right, on the international stage. So that is a big deal. Hong Sang-soo, I mean, he's no newbie to international film festivals, but we're very excited to see how this particular film will fare. Maybe, though, by this point, I feel like for someone like Hong Sang-soo, it's kind of like, another invite to BIFF. Berlin International Film Festival, not the Busan one, but Berlin. Another one. Okay, fine. Let's toss that onto the pile because it's his third consecutive year to be invited. Granted, I mean, three is not a pile per se, but still, right? It's like, first is like, it could be a fluke. Second is like, okay, a little bit of beginner's luck kind of lingering. Third, though, it's like, okay, I'm solidified as a talented filmmaker. In both years of 2020 and 2021, he wasn't just in the mix. He won a Silver Bear Award for Best Director. That was for the movies The Woman Who Ran and Best Screenplay for the film Introduction. He has faced some backlash. I didn't want to like mention this explicitly, but I'll just put it at this, his love affair, his personal affairs got a lot of backlash. But when it comes to the arts and his profession, he's still very much loved and respected. Many fellow filmmakers, renowned and aspiring, have sent their congrats to Hong Sang-soo over the news. So we're sending our shout out to him as well. We're going to listen to a song that really has nothing to do with this film, but, you know, in the realm of literature and whatnot. Here's 잔나비, 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽, Dreams, Books, Power, and Walls. That was 잔나비, 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽, Dreams, Books, Power, and Walls. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. A quick run through of how you can either tune into us or reach us. You can tune in via shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We also have the apps like KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio on-air app, KBS Kong app, and podcasts through whatever podcast app you like. We do ask if you have a minute to give us a rating on that app. That really helps our show out. You can connect with us via either our homepage, that's at world.kbs.co.kr, or you can go to our Gram account. The handle for that is at KBS K-pop. The great thing about that is you get it regularly on your feed whenever we have a new post up for our weekly segments. You could just easily leave a comment and that makes you eligible for that particular segment in winning a prize. We have our requests and responses on Wednesday. It's pretty much sort of free and open game. Whatever message you want, just as long as it includes a song request. And Thursdays, we have a question that we ask for our listeners that week. And you just answer it. No right or wrong answer, just your opinions. And then if you participate, you are eligible to win a prize from us. We send those out to you wherever you are in the world. One person picked every Wednesday, one more every Thursday. So not too bad, right? Regular odds there for you. We're going to get to a couple tracks before we get to our daily segment, Coffee or Tea. Here is 볼빨간 사춘기, Por 4, with 너는 내 세상이었어, Space. And then following that, we have 오반 singing 산책, Walk. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. A dog went missing during California's Caldor Fire. This was back in August, while his owner was preparing to evacuate. Now, this Caldor Fire, it took place from August to October, and it destroyed hundreds of homes. This was all in rural El Dorado County. It even displaced tens of thousands of residents. And to the owner's deep sorrow, the dog remained lost and gone. The owner reported his dog, named Russ, the pit bull terrier mix, to be missing. And he searched the area for weeks, but eventually they had to give up. They believed that Russ had been lost for good. That is, earlier this month, Russ was discovered, buried under snow. A skier near Twin Peaks, that's west of South Lake Tahoe, reported a dog that appeared to be in distress in deep snow, and the county animal services contacted a rescue organization. The rescue team then used a sled to bring the dog down from the mountain, brought him to a vet, where he was luckily found to be in still good health. They scanned the canine for a microchip, and he was indeed identified as Russ. When contacted, the owner was ecstatic to find out that his dog was alive. It was on December 26th when Russ was finally reunited with his owner. Just in time, smidgen late, but still in time for the holidays. Can you believe that? Wow. The fire took place in August. The dog went missing in August, and now December, 9, 10, 11, 4 months the dog was able to survive in extreme weather conditions, fire, snow. That is insane. You gotta hand it to that dog. You need to give him, like, you know, endless lifetime supply of jerky or treats, bones, whatever he wants. That is insane survival skills. Oh, such good news. What a holiday miracle, right? Let's listen to Yuju singing 놀이, play. Following that, we have NCT 127's Road Trip. What the K-pop? Welcome everyone to What the K-pop every Monday. You guys know the drill. We're going to learn a Korean phrase from K-pop, and that's with Karen, who's in the studio with me. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Angie.
All right. So now that we are approaching 설, it's next week to be exact.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there should be something inspiring and and motivating.
I don't know.
No? Is that not the phrase we're learning? No, nothing to say, diet starts tomorrow.
Oh. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Maybe it is time we need to take a look at how we've been doing the past month.
I do love that we have the solar and the lunar calendar years, because it's like a do-over.
Yeah. I think, you know, you kind of... That's the thing with New Year's resolutions. They're made not
to be broken.
Yeah. They're made not to be kept, I guess.
Did you make one this year? I didn't even ask you.
No, I did not. I made it a point not to make any resolutions this year because I felt like I never keep them. I guess I could say I did because my only resolution this year is to stay healthy.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. So that was my resolution. So far, I haven't been keeping it.
That's one of the hardest ones.
Yeah.
Because there's so many aspects to health.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can exercise, but maybe you don't eat well.
Yeah.
Or you can eat well, but maybe you don't rest, you know?
Yeah, maybe you don't sleep well. That's one thing I think I've been struggling with these days.
Sleep.
And that I have no control over. I mean, you sleep, go to sleep early, but it doesn't necessarily mean you get a good night's sleep.
This is very true.
Yeah.
The REM cycle,
yeah.
Very important. Well, I will try to help you stay accountable for your health resolution, as for me as well. What song are we listening to today?
Well, you know, speaking of resolutions and I guess what we need for this year, we're going to listen to a collaboration between two indie musicians. The song is titled 대화가 필요해, Need Conversation by Jung Hyo-bin and Jusik.
Okay.
And for our dialogue, we're going to play Mother and Daughter Grocery Shopping Together for Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play the mother.
Okay.
So, you want to make rosé pasta for dinner, you said?
Yep, I'll be the cook for the night, Mom.
Yay, all right. Assistance 필요해?
No, Mommy, I'm 필요해. You just relax, watch TV, take some selfies, stay in the living room.
Okay, well, let's get the ingredients. I've never made rosé before. Milk? 필요해?
Milk. Okay, hold on. Let me check the recipe. Oh, yes, 필요해. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Mushroom 필요해?
Oh, yes, mushroom. Definitely 필요해. Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. Truffle oil 필요해?
No, that one on 필요해. That's only when we're making oil-based. That right there. Can you hand me the mozzarella cheese? Cheese? Oh, 필요해, 필요해, 필요해.
What? Wait, did you forget you're lactose intolerant? No. Cheese, 안 필요해.
Mom, I'm the cook here. Cheese, 필요해.
Is Miss Cheese Fart coming back?
Just give me that. Cheese, 필요해, okay? Ooh, cheese, yum.
Okay, rest in peace, your small intestines.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Wow.
Oh, I miss this phase of K-pop. Remember when these were like the folksy indie sort of duets were super in?
Yeah, the Jadu, I think. It's a remake of their song.
That song, but also there's like similar ones like this with the vibe like this.
Yeah, the duos.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the group. Anyway, all right. Very important lesson here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take it line by line.
Okay.
대화가 필요해.
We need to talk.
우린 대화가 부족해.
Oh, we don't converse enough.
항상 내 곁에 있어서.
Because you've always been by my side.
너의 소중함과 고마움까지도 다 잊고 살았어.
I had forgotten of my gratitude for you.
너를 너무 사랑해. 대화가 필요해.
I love you so much. We need to talk.
It's kind of funny because in Western culture, if someone says, we need to talk.
It's kind of scary,
it's
right?
It's super bad.
Oh, yeah, it's like there's a problem.
Exactly. We might break up. But here, they're saying that this is a sign of more love and romance.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like, you know, couples, we really do need to talk.
Oh,
I mean, when was the last time you really had like a heart-to-heart conversation with your husband?
I don't know about heart-to-heart. I guess every fight is heart-to-heart. But my husband and I, we converse a lot. And I actually have to give it to him for this.
Mm.
He is a lot more in the know with news and politics. So I don't read Korean as well,
okay.
Right? So he'll always bring up something that's current event related.
Really?
And then we have discussions and we debate a lot too, but we both love that.
Wow.
So, but my son Parker, he just hears the debate tone. Uh-huh. So he's always like, Mom and Dad, fighting? Why are you always fighting?
Oh.
But me and my husband, we like feed off of that. We love that.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So you guys have like full on debates going on at home.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it sounds a little bit more intense to put it that way, but yes, we do converse and voice our opinions related, and they're usually always opposite.
Oh.
But it's never in a, oh, you're so stupid, that's wrong. It's never like that. It's like, oh, okay, I get it, but this is my side.
Oh, that sounds like a really healthy relationship to me.
Oh, but you didn't hear the first part. Well, we fight heart to heart as well, so... What about you? Do you converse with your husband?
I don't know. I don't think we talk. We talk a lot.
About the kids, yeah.
Yeah, we talk a lot about the kids, and usually it just ends up being a fight. Yeah.
So that's why you should stick to where topics where the criticism goes to other people, like government, politics, social issues.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So something where the common denominator is not someone that's related to you and you have like vested interest in it. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. That's smart.
All right. But back to our expression.
Okay. So 필요해 is an expression that you use when you need something.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you need, you usually place the subject in front. So you can say, like in our dialogue, milk 필요해,
oh.
or cheese 필요해, or I like that, truffle oil 필요해.
Oh yeah, schmancy schmancy, rosé pasta.
Yeah. So we also, you know, learn the negation form of that as well. Right? So you say, mm-hmm. 안 필요해. You don't need it.
So the common sort of pattern or flow of that dialogue was where you asked me if I needed something, and I often responded, I don't need it.
Yeah.
So, 안 필요해.
안 필요해. But you could also say, 필요하지 않아, which is a little bit more difficult.
Oh, that's advanced.
Yeah. 필요하지 않아.
Okay. If you do need it, though, then you just say 필요해 without the question tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 필요해.
Gotcha.
안 필요해. Or if you want to be fancy, 필요하지 않아.
Oh, you will get lots of compliments on your Korean skills if you say that.
All right. So why don't we practice a little bit?
Okay.
I can ask you a few questions, maybe about today's weather.
Perfect.
Umbrella 필요해?
I'm going to jinx it, but 안 필요해.
Okay. So let's throw our birthday party for a friend tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Wine 필요해?
Barrels of wine 필요해.
Lots of wine. To make Mexican food, cilantro 필요해?
Oh, I love cilantro. Cilantro 필요해 for sure.
Yes, lots and lots of cilantro.
Okay. So you taught us 필요하지 않아요, 안 필요해.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you actually taught us 필요하지 않아.
Mm-hmm.
What is the polite honorific form of
this? Okay, so the honorific form, you just add 요 at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of 필요해, you could say 필요해요.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, so when you're even when you're asking a question, you could say 필요해요.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that for the honorific form.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are saying, no, I don't need it, you can say 안 필요해요.
So that's the easiest levels,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Level two.
You could say it in a more honorific form and say 필요합니다.
Mm.
Yeah, if 필요합니다. Someone asks you, yeah, oh, cilantro 필요해?
Mm-hmm.
필요합니다.
This one you can't reverse it as a question, right?
Yeah.
So coffee 필요해요, Karen?
필요합니다.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say 필요하지 않습니다.
Oh, sort of similar to 필요하지 않아.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when you want to ask in a very polite way, let's say when you want to ask someone for coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee 필요하세요?
Mm-hmm. 필요하세요?
Mm-hmm.
Or 안 필요하세요?
Yeah.
Both coffee, could be questions.
안 필요하세요?
Yeah. Like, you look cold. Like, 담요 blanket?
Mm-hmm.
안 필요하세요?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, so if this is all too difficult, just remember, 필요해, 필요해요.
Mm-hmm.
안 필요해, 안 필요해요.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, well, thank you so much, Karen, for teaching us that expression.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to listen to that song in its entirety, and we will let you go and see you next week.
All right.
Let's listen to Chung Hyo-bin and Jusik with 대화가 필요해, Need Conversation. A in case you missed it, some K-pop updates. EXO's Chen, you guys, I think you probably heard this one. This is pretty big news, right? Chen, he's not just father of one now, he's father of two. He welcomed his second child. This was actually back in November that we even heard he was expecting a second child. But time flies. Yes, they gave birth last week. He is still enlisted in the military. He's expected to complete his duty this April, so just a few more months left, and then he can be reunited with his family. So congratulations to Chen. Some more happy news, though. Former member of Tiara, we have Soyeon, announced her engagement. She is preparing to wed soccer player Cho Yoo-min after dating for 3 years. That's a long time. And it's getting a lot of attention because the groom-to-be is actually 9 years younger than Soyeon. Man, in my mind, Soyeon is like super young. But I guess technically, with all the time that's flown, yeah, she could be dating someone 9 years younger. Because in my head, 9 years younger would be like dating a minor. But she's old enough now where that still means that the guy is an adult, right? The wedding will take place in November this year when the groom's current season comes to an end. So congratulations to Soyeon as well. Two tracks for our main stars of our updates today. Chen, 우리 어떻게 할까요? Shall we? Following that, Tiara with Roly Poly. That one's oldie but a goodie, Roly Poly. If that doesn't make you bounce in your seat, I don't know what will. That was by Tiara. Before that, we had Chen's 우리 어떻게 할까요? Shall we? Oh, love is in the air. Children are in the air. Oh, that sounds funny. Like children are flying. No, but yeah, happy news. I like that. We're going to keep on this vibe here. I don't know if it's a happy vibe, but it's a comforting vibe. John Park and Jeon Mi-do with 밤새 서로 미루다. Stay. We're already down to our final song for this Monday. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to play for you IU's 겨울잠, Winter Sleep, and that's going to be it. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.